Good morning, it's September 26th, and on this day in 1960, politicians changed the way that they campaign.
The television and radio stations of the United States are proud to provide facilities for a discussion of issues in the current political campaign by the two major candidates for the presidency.
John Kennedy and Richard Nixon were the first presidential candidates to have a debate on national television. Everyone thought Nixon was the heavy favorite because of his great radio debates, but he didn't exactly understand the differences between doing a TV debate and a radio debate. The day before the debate, Kennedy met with the producers to discuss camera angles, and he wore a dark suit so he could stand out against the gray backdrop. He looked tan and presidential.
The question now is, can freedom be maintained under the most severe attack it has ever known? I think it can be. And I think it's time America started moving again.
Nixon, on the other hand, looked pale, sluggish, and he wore a lighter colored suit which just blended in with the background.
I know Senator Kennedy feels as deeply about these problems as I do, but our disagreement is not about the goals for America, but only about the means to reach those goals.
It's interesting because listeners on the radio thought that Nixon clearly won the debate, but television viewers thought the complete opposite. That's how JFK ended up moving slightly ahead of Nixon in the polls. And it's all because of the first ever televised presidential debate, which was held on this day in 1960.